Ba-na-na-na-na.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I was going to have some background music with my intro. I thought I had some scatting from Jay. There's the scatting.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Welcome to the Upper Poor, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Angel. It's another wonderful day, and we are celebrating the start of the NFL season. It's a wonderful day. It's a holiday. I'm here with your boy Bob in the Boise State jersey.
Kellen Moore. Dude, he called a hell of a game. Me and Jay were talking about it, so I threw the Kellen Moore jersey on and said, fuck it, man. He threw it. Dude, Dak Prescott, who I don't think is worth the money he's asking for, threw four fucking touchdowns. All right, cool. Here you go.
All right.
You know who is worth that money? Amari Cooper.
Gruden. Which is worse, sucks. Khalil Mack or Amari Cooper? Because they both flourished off of Gruden.
I would say
Khalil Mack, bro. He changed that defense. That defense is
That Smith, let me
introduce Jay real quick. Jay, we're in here live. Yeah. It's a wonderful day. How are you, Jay?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Well, welcome to the drive. You got to come up here and watch the Patriots go 20-0 at half here.
Just leisurely. Not even sweating.
Only the second time Jay's been in studio.
Only second time that Jay's been in studio.
I'm just sipping on a White Claw watching the GOAT do business. It's pretty easy right now.
We brought the 50-inch TV in, running it off the antenna, which is always nice.
Always nice.
We got a kind of a new range arrangement here in the studio. I got rid of this big-ass useless couch that's sitting out on my driveway right now. If anyone's looking for a nice foldable couch, the screws are on it. It's free. I'm not going to give you my address. Give me a message if you really want it that bad. We still get about 30 listens an episode.
That's good.
Consistency.
Right. Thank you for that 30.
Rate and review. Tell your friends.
Let's go right back to what you were saying here. Khalil Mack did change that Chicago defense, and it was – you could definitely tell – in that game, they lost 10-3 to Aaron Rodgers on Thursday night to start the season off, but that's a Mitch Trubisky problem. But that defense, 5 sacks, and they look very, very good, very frustrating for Aaron Rodgers out there.
At the same time, though, like, it's a Mitch Trubisky problem, but, like, that's an offensive problem because last year they couldn't figure out what the fuck they were doing with Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard, who had led the league in rushing for 2 straight years, and then they gave away for nothing to Philly. Then they draft this Montgomery kid. I didn't also see, like, while watching, again, Packers defense could potentially be greatly improved. It's hard to say after 1 week.
It's a top 10 defense, like I told you before.
Packers?
Packers defense is a top 10 defense.
Whatever. Okay, but either way, like, Mitch Trubisky was not being asked to make the type of throws that, say, Lamar Jackson had to make today.
Their offense, like, is gimmicky.
Yeah.
It feels like it. There's the motions and all the weird shit with shifting and trying to outsmart people.
Is that what he did at North Carolina, though? Is Mitch comfortable running that offense?
But in North Carolina, he went 7-5 his junior year.
And he's athletic enough to be running around and doing and all that, but if it's not helping you, if you have to hope that screen games and weird offensive offset motions get your run game started, you're fucked.
I mean, who's their deep threat? That's the thing. Like, who's pick somebody on Chicago's roster most likely to take over the game?
Khalil Mack.
Yeah. How about on the offense?
Nobody.
Cordarrelle Patterson. Taylor Gabriel.
That running back Morgan. Allen Robinson. Was pretty good. He had the most. He was from Iowa State. And he had the most broken tackles of any running back in the draft. He was a third-round pick. Dude, he was breaking tackles left and right. If you just give him actual running lanes, I think the dude would be solid. Dude, let me go through the Bears' defensive roster.
But Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Cordarrelle Patterson have to be able to get open on one-on-one. In one-on-one coverage, like, because here's the thing.
He's a good gunner.
You stack the box.
He's a good gunner.
And here's the thing. First off, does Cordarrelle Patterson ever return punts? He wasn't returning punts. That seems like a big miss to me.
That's bad.
They had Tariq Cohen returning punts, which I get it, but he's a little bit more valuable. My thing is, they have a really good running back now. They have a really great running game. They have Tariq Cohen. They have a nice little two-headed monster. But when you have that, you need receivers who can win one-on-one matchups or even, like, get open in zone.
Right.
And they didn't do that last week. So, yeah, Trubisky needs to hold on the ball. He needs to read better. He needs to make better decisions. But, like,
There's not a lot of firepower.
Yeah, wouldn't hurt them to get a receiver who could get open. Like, they should have been offering Antonio Brown $25 million guaranteed.
He went 26 for 45 with 228 last night. Thursday night. Yeah, one interception, no touchdowns. The longest pass he made was 27 yards.
That's bad. That's all dink and dunk and screen game, hoping that it would go.
As your boy Aaron Rodgers goes 18 for 30 with 203 with a touchdown, his farthest was 50.
I mean, so
even in that first half, he was 8 of 11.
They both had
Who's the Packers' number two receiver?
Not
Devontae Adams. Who's their number two?
Really, it's Graham, but I don't know.
Graham or what's that dude? Valdez, whatever his name is. He was targeted 6 times, caught 4 for 52. He was the leading receiver that night.
Yeah, because he had that prayer of a bomb by Aaron Rodgers that he came down with. Yeah. Like, the longest play of the night was, like, Aaron Rodgers doing a no-look bomb that the dude just got in front of.
Well, and was that the end around?
Maybe.
Dude, that was the first successful play they've had. That it was the opening of the second quarter. It was like, how is that even the best play? Hold on, dude. Look at this first string defense for the fucking Bears here.
You were talking about Montgomery, right? The running back Montgomery?
Nah, I mean he's
Tyler. Oh, there's a running back. There's a Davis.
Yeah, but there's like Davis Valdez Valdez or some like fucking weird ass name.
There was only 4 rushes for the Chicago Bears.
No, Packers.
Oh, Packers.
Yeah. I was talking about Bears defense, dude. Like, listen to this first string. It's fucking, it's nasty. And then I know you're talking about, look up the Green Bay's in running back in the meantime. Akeem Hicks, who killed the Vikings last season. He was that 96, big fucking 300-pounder D tackle. Eddie Goldman, I don't know who the fuck that is. Bilal Nichols, I feel like I've heard that name in the draft early. Trevathan, that's an early round draft pick. Then you go to Roquan Smith, whatever. Leonard Floyd, another first round pick. Kyle Fuller, overrated corner, but he plays well. Haha, Clinton Dix, Eddie Jackson, and on the other side, Prince Mukamara, who is probably overrated. He's not very great, but he's a consistent player. When he's not hurt, he's pretty good. He's not as big as a shutdown corner as they'd hoped, but he...
He should be on the field when he's healthy.
Right. I think he plays like... remember Revis Island?
Oh, yeah.
And what's this dude's name? Prince of Mucamara?
Prince of Mucamara.
He's a virgin.
He's kind of like Prince's Island.
He's a virgin?
He was. He was a virgin his rookie year, and a lot of people were like, man, he just needs to fucking get laid.
Princess Island.
And then he got married like his sophomore season and started playing a lot better.
So he finally got some with the boys, and now he's a fucking man out here with less stress?
Nah, he ain't really doing that much on D.
Jeez.
I mean, he covers good, but he doesn't cover great, and he's not real good in run support.
Another game that was very interesting, let's move on to the next game, was this, the experiment that came to be with Jameis Winston having all these quarterback coaches and seeing if he could be better with him. And now you're right, it's only week one, and we can't tell.
Jameson's a loss.
But
sorry,
he went 20 for 36 tonight, 194 yards with a touchdown and 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
Do you think it's time to pull a plug and get a young quarterback
in? Yeah, they haven't gave him his a contract extension or nothing. No one's talked about it. Why bring him back for his 5th year, right?
They brought him in the option.
What a fucking idiot. Dude, he's a lost cause. Fucking, he's... Who was better, Geno Smith or fucking... dude for Tampa Bay?
Jameis Winston. I still don't think Jameis Winston can see. I just keep coming back to fucking that. Like, every time he's, like, squinting and, like, yeah, he needs glasses, but he doesn't get glasses. Like, I don't think Jameis Winston's the answer. But,
the goggles.
He's better than what's the dude for fucking, the Jets for the longest time, Geno Smith. He's better than Geno Smith. I mean, take that back. But
that's not saying a lot. But no. Geno Smith looking real good as a backup in Seattle.
Yeah, he beat
Seattle.
Patrick Lynch, so.
How about Cardale Jones getting cut?
Did he sign with anybody?
I don't know.
XFL.
Easton Stick, though, is the Bison quarterback. I mean, Tyrod Taylor is the backup, but...
How about the... I know we're skipping ahead. How about the Mike Leach product, Gardner Minshew, just looking pretty decent in Jacksonville? Sixth-round pick.
QB?
Yeah, Washington State.
Nice.
He was, like, 2 touchdowns and a pick, but he was, like, 17 for 19 for Jacksonville when Nick Foles went out.
Oh, shit. There you go.
He played really fucking well.
But the test is always next season, right? Like, didn't we have a couple QBs last year that played one game and they killed it? Like, that kid from Southern Miss that everybody was saying for the 49ers was, like, Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah.
And then he fucking just sucked.
Yeah, he had, like, one game. We'll see. Like, right. Again, and, like, Mike Leach is a weird enough dude where he's like, yeah, I pick guys who can throw the ball really well, and then I teach them how to play quarterback. So, who knows?
Well, didn't Mariota and Winston both throw 5 touchdowns on their opening, I think the Titans played Tampa Bay, both rookie QB against rookie QB. Mariota threw 5 touchdowns that first game and then never did that shit again. Like, he threw 3
ooh,
today,
ooh.
But
good.
See, that's Washington. I was thinking about it.
Man, why'd he get out of bounds?
Next game.
He's tiptoeing and then he just stepped out of bounds.
Let's see this on McCourty. McCourty's generally pretty good in cover, and it looks like they had a safety over the top. He must have just misjudged that shit.
Nice fade.
He got separation. It looked like McCourty slowed up. He started looking. I don't think he thought the ball was coming.
He really did run out early, though. I mean, that's...
And Daron Harmon just took a terrible angle.
Dude, he really did run out fucking like a pussy.
He just leaned out a little bit. That's fine. Connor needs yards. Relax. That's fine.
No, fuck you. I don't need your pity yards.
Give it to my
boy. Beating your ass anyways.
Oh!
Drop.
Playing Angel this week in fantasy to start the fantasy week.
I love what NFL Network did. Sorry, we were talking about that, but look at this shit. Isn't that very convenient?
Dude, they do that every game.
I love it.
They used to know that. Angel, shit. Angel, you're pretty young. They used to put that in the newspaper.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, fucking old ass man. But I didn't know I could just click on this one thing and read the whole thing, sir.
That's how people used to play fantasy football.
Ooh,
growing
that's
up, Angel,
fun.
Did you ever have a subscription to the newspaper?
Yeah, we ran across the street on Sundays to take the neighbors so you get their coupons.
You shut the fuck up.
The fuck.
All right, go on. What's the next game?
You're the one who took our fucking newspaper?
Hey, fucker, you fucking get it Monday through Saturday, so you're good.
I thought you were just the one who... My mom always warned me never to take the top paper at, like, holiday or something. It was always because the ads were taken out. Yep. So I was like, what poor bastard just walks in here and rips the ads out, buys a fucking coffee, and leaves? Okay, right on, Angel. Next game.
Right on.
Stereotype. Game of the week that we were not able to fucking see. Giants versus Cowboys.
I got Michael Gallup.
Like you were saying, your boy threw 4 touchdowns, and he wants $40 million.
Amari.
Pay that man $40 million.
Did you see what came out about Dak today, though? So he makes over $50 million in endorsements. So he don't give a fuck about that money.
Which
yet.
is that just like being a Dallas quarterback thing? Because
I feel like
Dak,
being a Cowboy QB has.
Yeah, I feel like Dak isn't like a big time.
He's
like
not.
He doesn't have like a personality where it's like, oh, he's not like a Peyton Manning or even like a Patrick Mahomes where it's like, oh yeah, like I could see him being a spokesperson for shit.
Well, and he was a projected first round pick. And then he got a DUI, like, the week of the fucking combine or something.
Dude, he got his ass stomped out on a beach, too.
And he was kind of a... It was a big issue thing with him.
He needs the money so he can feel like a big man, because he's never felt like a big man in his life.
No, he was a big man when he was at Mississippi State, man. He was killing it.
Do you know what his real name is?
Dak Quez.
No, that's Rain Wilson. It's Rain. No, it's Dakota Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, his real name is Rain Prescott.
Rain Prescott.
Rain
yeah.
Dakota Prescott.
Yeah.
And why the fuck did he
Which
get Dak?
Sounds like a female porn star.
Yeah.
Rain Dakota.
Wow, this dude, Patriots D-line.
So
boom, you
oh,
fucking
fumble!
Idiot!
Get on the ball!
Can we run the ball? We're in the... we are in the four! Steelers, run the goddamn ball.
I told Jay, first play of
Fuck.
Jay was here and you weren't here yet. Connors runs and he starts fucking hobbling right out of bounds, and I was like, dude, I'd rather have him leukemia again before he has a hamstring pull.
Oh my god, that's fucked. Look at this thing. He's just dude, so wobbly in there.
Ooh, you can come ooh, back ooh, on ooh, chemo. Bow! It feels like a hamstring takes fucking years.
Dude.
Well, yeah, because if you come back, you just fuck it up again.
Right. Dude, that was me that first, like, whole off season with the nightmare is me just waiting 3 weeks and re-pulling it as soon as the next practice came around. Then they started calling me that one dude. What was the dude who pulled his hamstring the year before me?
Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh!
Eddie?
He's at the one. Oh, was it Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie Mack.
Eddie Mack.
He was supposed
Eddie
to
Mack like once or twice.
That motherfucker was supposed to be a star, bro. He looked good. He looked like Stacy for a little bit.
But
pulled
then he
his hamstring,
tore his ACL.
Bro.
He tore his hamstring, bro.
And he could. He was never.
Dude,
ever,
I'll still get a
ever,
knot. I'll still get
ever.
A knot where I fucking pulled that.
Bro,
thing.
Bro, best slot I ever played with. Straight
Eddie
up.
Mack.
Eddie Mack.
Eddie Mack was dope.
Oh, best slot.
No offense to Stacy or anybody else, but best slot I ever played was Eddie Mack.
Dude, we never got into that. That's kind of a fun game.
What?
Who's the best at whoever you played with or, like, good moments, like, that you could think of?
Right now, I need why time out? For what?
Because they're terrible. Hey, so I have Michael Gallup on my fantasy. Thank you for the 156 yards.
Two touchdowns, fucker.
He didn't catch two.
Did he catch two?
No, he only caught, like, 7 catches for 156 yards.
Jesus.
So I'm trying to get, Darius Geis from Jay, and Jay offers from Mahomes, and I can't do that. Not because I think it's a bad deal. If Darius Geis becomes the full time back, you're right to contend.
I mean, who's the full time back there?
Well, the hard part is he shares it with another running back besides Adrian Peterson. And
Adrian Peterson was inactive today, healthy scratch.
He was very very hurt about it, and he. Let everyone know about it.
Good.
In Washington.
Good.
How do you sit him when that boy was a monster for you last year?
He was better than I thought. I'll give him that.
Monster,
but that's also why Darius Geis scares me. But
give it to Connor, dude.
But do you think it is because of how blatant? Okay, we're skipping games. Or are we? No.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are.
Oh, sorry, what a terrible ball.
Let's get through the Giants.
Let's just throw it in between two people.
Jones played. Daniel Jones played 3 for 4. Not very many yards, but he played. In the fact that
Daniel Jones played today,
I don't know if Eli got hurt for a short period or like Jay said, maybe it was scrub minutes. But either way,
it was 35-17. I mean, how scrub minute? I mean, was it 35-0 when they put him in or what?
I mean, they could have just given him the last
Eli
drive.
Eli had a good game. He had like one touchdown for 306 yards.
30 completions with 44 attempts, 306 with a touchdown, no interceptions. So at that point, why the fuck are you putting Daniel Jones in to go 3 for 4?
Right, but unless you're just taking the reps off because you know that you're out of the game.
Is Eli a little old and you didn't want to step up there no more?
Eli is very old. That's very true.
I mean, I appreciate Emmitt Ingram today, 11 receptions.
Yeah, worked for
PPR.
Me. He's in my league against you.
Attaboy. I mean, I'll take it. You're a dick. I need Connor to score here. I didn't get that.
Mahomes really did well for me. I'm actually kind of happy. So, can I ask you guys a quick question? I don't know why. Why is it so voodoo to catch a QB early?
It's not. I mean.
It's not. There's just people look at it different, and I don't.
I get it with depth because there's no running backs, you know?
Right.
But what were you going to say? You don't.
I don't really stick to that stigma, man, because these quarterbacks now are fucking nasty, bro. They're going to put up big numbers all night. Look at Lamar. Look at Patrick today.
Okay, don't say Lamar when he beat the fucking Dolphins.
Bro, okay. First game. I mean, didn't they do this? I think they did this last year where the Ravens blew out somebody game one.
But they rushed for it. But here's my thing with Pat. Passing stats like that in first game don't happen again the second game unless you're real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even Goff went 6 like straight weeks of like MVP status before it calmed down. Like this is kind of like Lamar Jackson came in halfway through the season last year. They were a real running team, obviously no passing. I think Jay's right. They had some pretty easy passes. Hollywood Brown goes up the middle. He's quick. He's little. I think people underestimate the real speed the little guy has.
I mean,
and he kind of took over the top.
I just every single touchdown was on NFL Network. Like inside posts and slots where there was inside leverage and all he had to do was deliver the ball. Like, no offense, but you're like giving Lamar Jackson props for making good throws that he should be making on air, like just putting the ball where he should on air.
Did you guys have anybody for that game?
Which one?
Ravens, Dolphins.
No, I wish I did.
I had Mark play. I had a really good game.
We should give background real quick. We all joined a fantasy league with friends I had from high school.
I feel so happy. I'm part of the Real Housewives of Spring Lake Park.
I feel real sweet. We've had a couple names, but that's what we've had for the last 2 years because we've become too adult to even figure we need to change a group name on Snapchat.
Honestly, back to like the original question, why is it taboo to take a quarterback that early? I think it's just because there are so few like running backs that actually make an impact and wide receivers that actually make an impact. Whereas I could have picked up you picked up Patrick Mahomes in like the fourth round. I could have picked up Jared Goff in the 10th round, and most weeks he will be within 5 or 6 points of Patrick Mahomes.
Maybe.
Whereas you could get a running back in if you get a running back in week 8, he's getting like. But here's the thing, if you get a running back in like round 8, round 9, he's going to be getting like 3-4 points a game.
Yeah, like
he's going to be a backup.
Kenyon Drake is exactly what happened with that.
But most, and also like there are more running back slots than quarterback slots, so you need to fill at least 2 running back slots.
Well, and the depth for running backs is gone.
And most people don't care about a backup quarterback. Right. So, like, if you pick the last quarter, if you're the last person to pick a quarterback, you're probably going to get like the 10th best quarterback in the league. He's still going to put up numbers.
Right.
You pick take up one of those slots, and you end up getting like whatever the 17th, 18th best running back, he's not putting up very good numbers.
Now, is there? Would you say that there's because Mahomes is so good. Is there an asterisk where like you can say like, oh, for Mahomes the strategy kind of changes because that's kind of like a hey man, he might put up 30 for you.
That's why I play it that way.
I would say I would say Patrick Mahomes, but like the difference maker is you can legitimately pencil Patrick Mahomes in for 10 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, which is good. Big points.
Like, because especially in a league like ours where passing touchdowns only count for 4 points, but rushing touchdowns count for 6.
Right.
So, like, the fact that Patrick Mahomes is one of the few quarterbacks who's going to pass and rush for a lot, like, you can look at Lamar Jackson, but Lamar Jackson against teams who aren't Miami.
Right. That's the thing. That'll be the real test.
Another quarterback that could put up them numbers like Mahomes with rushing and all that is Russell Wilson as well. Russ will get more touchdowns rushing than Mahomes.
Here's the
this
thing,
year.
Though. They're both
I
on
don't,
rookie
now
contracts.
Now with Chris Carson.
I think they're such big. He's always fucking scrambling all over the place.
Yeah,
I
but
feel
he's,
like he's just
but
break
again,
one
he,
every
scram-
other
he scrambles to buy time to make bigger throws. I don't think at this point in Russell Wilson's career, I would put money on right now he doesn't get more than 6 rushing touchdowns.
The money's too big, dude. Like, you can't have your 30-something million dollar QB running around out there getting 80 yards but taking hits like you're a running back. That ain't gonna fucking work.
Yeah. Russell's
good.
Well, their defense is also cheap. Their O-line's getting better. I think that Russell Wilson doesn't have 6 rushing touchdowns this year just because he didn't have to.
He never really does, though.
What
oh
the?
My God.
Oh, my God.
Philip Dorsett just went wide past the safeties.
As soon as Tom let that ball go, I'm looking at him throw that so comfortable. I knew he was open.
Who'd they lose? They lost, like, Philip Dorsett runs like a 4-3.
Yeah.
They lost, like, what, Randy Moss or some shit, and they picked up Philip Dorsett. Like,
no, they didn't do Randy
Tom,
Moss.
It wasn't Randy
Tom
Moss.
Was
it was like, I just remember they lost the speedy guy, and they immediately picked up Dorsett.
No,
like,
they were running with those weird wideouts that weren't really, like, drafted or anything, and they were just kind of there. And then Philip Dorsett came, and he got cut from
Indy,
yeah, and everyone said he was, like, a dud. And it was like, no, man, you just, again, put him in the Patriot way. Do you think AB
and it took him legitimately like 3 years to get on the same page as Brady?
Do you think AB destructs? And Cordarrelle Patterson couldn't.
Here, no.
How hilarious!
No, I don't think here.
Well, I mean, Cordell Patterson, again, it just takes time. Cordell Patterson was only there for a year.
I think it's a full contract type deal, bro. I really think it's going to be like, hey, AB, you're going to get here, but you're only allowed like 7 tweets a week. And
no, he got 9 mil guaranteed.
Yeah, he got 9 mil guaranteed, but what I'm saying is I think they gave – if everything is correct of how AB is running things, how I need to be in a system that they're going to let me do what I need to do to be a superstar because I know I need to be a superstar, and I'm open that – I'm that guy.
But who is
– Tom Brady will go, hey, you know what? You are. You are that guy.
No, he won't.
Bro, him communicating with him as just a grown man, like, hey, man, we're going to win these championships, bro. So I need you to calm the fuck down.
It didn't work with Gordon.
I mean, he's still Brandon on the Cooks. Team.
It was Brandon. Patriots got rid of Brandon Cooks, and they brought in Dorsett.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was like, oh, so he's like 1/5 of the price, and he runs the same 40 time, and Brandon Cooks doesn't go over the middle, and neither does Dorsett. That much.
When you got Cup now, who would take more hits, but yeah.
I mean, yeah. But Brandon Cooks. But yeah, that was the thing. It's like, okay. But yeah, it took him 3 years, but you stick with Brady long enough, it's like, yeah. And before, they were thinking about cutting him, too.
He gave up. I think AB wins a championship here. I think he'll win another one here, and I think he'll leave.
Oh, dude, there's no way that the Patriots aren't contending in the AFC championship this year.
I mean,
unless AB fucks that program up.
You could pin them in if AB doesn't make any noise in the first. I mean, your first, I think all the way to week 4, you will realize if AB is going to be that guy for them or not.
Right. Well, no, dude, it was kind of like last year. Look at Josh Gordon's stats last year. Sneaky good. Like, when you look at it and you look at how long he played for and all this, he had like 5 touchdowns, like 30-something catches for like 500 yards. Dude, that's some pretty fucking solid stats. Like, you know, and we should get back on to games because we could talk for fucking hours. I mean, this game isn't even done yet, but this Patriots game is just a fucking blowout.
How much was it?
You hate to see it.
I hate to see it because it's like, come on, I want a good game on Sunday night. I don't want blowouts. And AB, I mean, I would love to see just him grinning right now with like a blonde fucking mustache and Bill just looking at him like, shut the fuck up.
I mean, the Raiders will be just fine signing the highlight of Hard Knocks, Doss. They signed the receiver, Doss.
He's good, right?
Yeah, he's pretty decent.
That was the kid. Ooh, look at Switzer. I told you. You know, he only gained like an extra 5 yards. I've been watching Hard Knocks, trying to get into it, and
it's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Doss is pretty good. That was the one who he would make like amazing fucking catches, but drop like easy slants.
Speaking of blowouts, are you worried? Is it too early, or you're not worried?
For Vikings,
for the blowout of the week being the Browns and Titans.
It's actually not. It's the Dolphins and the Ravens. But
yeah, I wasn't expecting.
It's the blowout of the week, dog. Miami, you said they're shit. They're shit. That's fine. But we're saying the Browns.
Yeah. Are we?
Are you worried?
Yeah.
Too early, or you're not worried after this game?
I'd be worried week 2 if they don't win.
I'll just be worried. I don't even. Who are they playing week 2? They're playing. It's a division game, isn't it?
I'm really gonna be.
No, it's.
God, we need all this shit.
I think
right
it's.
Now,
so
it'd be great if we had all this shit out in front of us.
They're playing. I thought they were playing an AFC East team.
No, they're playing the fucking Jets on Monday night.
Yeah, AFC East team.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay, Connor. Here we go, Connor.
So that's a very, very winnable game.
Stop
for
my team, man.
No, I need him in another league, so fuck. I gave up on yours. I don't give a fuck. Congratulations, you won until tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Until tomorrow. Jacobs and fucking Hopkins will go nuts tomorrow and get 30 apiece, and fuck you. That's what it's going to be.
Okay, so shut the fuck up. I'm talking, motherfucker. No one gives a shit about your fucking fantasy team.
I'm going to fucking win tomorrow.
As the
This bitch brought one White Claw and one Nordy's.
I brought.
And he had Bush.
And he had a Bush.
I brought two Northeast, actually.
Ooh, you want one? No, I got a Bush right here.
No, I just I got to get rid of these Bush lights, or my wife's gonna kill me. Yeah, shout out Blake Bortles. But anyway, horrible. No, like if the Browns come out super flat against the Jets, I wouldn't even say they need to win. I think they definitely should. But if they come out and it's fucking flat and they and Baker Mayfield can't set his feet again, because that was the thing. He started off the game and like it's very clear that it doesn't help when you go 18 penalties for 187 yards. The first touchdown the Titans had that like got them back in the game, as because this is the game I watched today. 3 15-yard penalties, an unnecessary roughness, pass interference, and another unnecessary roughness.
Ooh, a pig play.
Yeah, they.
That's dangerous, man. You can't do that shit.
Do you see what they did to that dude's jersey?
What?
They put stick. If your jersey's too loose, they'll put stick to make your jersey tight and stick. They make that they both 18 looks like 19, and they're both wearing amber colored visors. They're so trying to the sneak same. One dude from fucking one side and make it, you know, make it hard to distinguish who the fuck is what.
No, I can see a little bit in the back.
They're letting these guys have a little tint on their visors and shit now, huh?
I think it just can't be like there's a level of opacity and it can't be mirrored.
Kind of like the.
Because James White is like has like an orangish like a red tone one right now, but like the reason why they have the no dark visors is so you can see, because one of the big concussion tests is if your eye pupil like wiggles when you go side to side, if you can like focus in, that's like the elementary, like the middle school, like, hey, let me check to see if you have a concussion. And like when I was coaching middle school, that was like the big key. Like they should probably sit out. It's like maybe a concussion, like a good chance. But they can't do that with a mirrored visor. And a player can just be like, yeah, nah, I'm not taking my helmet off.
And here's Miles Garrett wearing a Dragon Ball Z fucking visor in the preseason. What a badass.
Love it. Dude, he named his dog Goku.
That's awesome.
Or Gohan.
That's awesome.
But anyway. Browns, that like just kills momentum when you have 60 penalty yards on an 80-yard drive and they end up scoring. I had Derrick Henry on my bench, so that sucked. But on top of that, when your left tackle fucking kicks a guy in the face and gets ejected, and then your backup left tackle gets hurt, I just like the whole time, everything Baker Mayfield did, he was getting nudged. So he needed to fire off the ball about a half step earlier. And when in doubt, he was throwing up balls to Odell and Jarvis. And
thinking it would come down.
And they just like they just weren't quite on the same page. And I'll give it to Tennessee. Like, Tennessee beat the Patriots last year by like 30 points.
In the beginning, yeah.
In the beginning. Like, so they don't have a terrible defense. They have a good defensive coordinator. Mike Vrabel's a great defensive coach.
And
he knows the Patriots. Yeah, or yeah. He coached the Patriots for a while. So like he knows how to scout. He knows how to do all this shit. So I'll say this, like, they did that and then they didn't need honestly, it was 13-15. The Browns had just scored and Derrick Henry had like a 75-yard. It's the longest play in Houston/Tennessee history. A screen pass that went like 75 yards for a touchdown, and that was just the backbreaker.
Didn't Derrick Henry have a 99-yard rush last season?
Yes. I think it's pass play.
Pass play for Titans.
Oh, pass play. Okay. Pass play.
He ran a 99 against Jaguars. That was his breakout game. Yeah. And speaking of Derrick Carr, I wanted to talk about
Derrick Henry.
Man, he looked dead in the water last year, man. He looked like he was almost out the league type deal, man. He was nothing for the first 14 weeks for that team, and that team needed a running game so bad. They went and got Deion Lewis, hoping that he would just be that third down scat back and all that, and Derrick Henry was nothing until week 14, where he blew the broke the fucking wall down for his fucking ceiling, bro.
Cost me a championship,
bro. Last year. In the middle of the fucking playoffs, my man put up 52 points fantasy wise, and now this year he's looking like he got it all back together.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Is he a threat for to be one of the best running backs in the league this year?
I'm gonna start him over Philip Lindsay and just see how it goes. I mean, here's the thing: it all depends on
Mariota.
Mariota specifically being able to run that RPO.
And effectively pass to get away from the run.
Because they don't carry a fullback. Derrick Henry's really not that much of a threat to run. So Mariota being able to deliver passes on target like he did today. And honestly, today he really didn't make any tough throws. They all seemed to be pretty much there for him.
Right.
And when they weren't there for him, they got PI calls. Like, it was very much...
And they have some receivers now. They've got some talent.
I think that's where, like, going back to, like, kind of the original point, just to seal that off, I think the Browns came in with a little bit of attitude today, and I think that defense started, like, too much swagger. Like, swagger doesn't like to play without a lead. And Baker Mayfield, like, Tony Romo said it, like, in the game. One of the things he said was, this is a game that's just begging for a quarterback to try to do too much and lose it. Like, Baker Mayfield definitely stopped taking what was given to him and started trying to force long balls. And he was having to scramble in bad moments. Like, they were ceiling contained, so he had to leave through odd angles out of the pocket. I don't think... It's all going to come down to, like, right now, Cleveland Browns look like shit. They had played...
You need to find an identity.
Well, I would just say, like, they played the worst... game of the week by far, from on all three phases, they played the worst game of the week.
And that's given the Dolphins,
I would say, I mean, the Dolphins definitely put a worse game, but as like, far as based on talent, like, and expectations, they definitely played like the most shockingly bad game of the week. So, I would say it's all going to depend, like, okay. Talk the talk now. Baker Mayfield said, I love being the underdog. Keep throwing us in the trash. Odell Beckham said, at some point we were going to get hit in the mouth. Why not right now? Now, is that talk? Odell Beckham, are you going to be wearing a $275,000 watch next week? Or are you going to come ready to work?
That's some swag. That's just stupid.
Like Baker Mayfield, are you going to say that? Or are you going to fucking get in the film room right now? Like, you're in every fucking commercial now.
Get out of your fucking RV that where you're just hanging out, man.
Yeah, it's time to fucking buckle down and, like, show what you're made of.
And stop talking. Like, I don't give a shit. The nice thing about some of these older QBs that kill it, they don't fucking talk. Like, it's kind of nice seeing him just kill it and then not say fucking words all week long.
I mean, my thing is, like, I don't care if you talk, but, like, don't talk on Twitter.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Right.
Like, you have to do media availabilities, but, like, hey, you can't act like you
Jesus,
just...
Jesus, Tom, what the fuck is going on with you tonight?
Dude, Jordan just took a nice
what
shot over the middle and
still
held
on. What the
fuck
is going on with you tonight, dog?
You can't...
Tom Brady's back into that fucking...
Bro, Tom Brady's young again. What the fuck is these bombs going
young
on?
Young again, bro. He's getting.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, he sucked the devil's dick. He's on that Tom Cruise re-aging shit.
Dude, did you see? Did you see his velocity this year? He's still throwing at like 60 miles an hour.
And he's running faster than he ever was.
Which, not that, not like that, not that much of a.
But it's improving.
When does Gronk need to report to play?
Oh, Brady underthrew that ball. Not
under. Nah, I mean, he just had a small pocket.
Gordon kind of curves into the right. I don't think Brady.
Ooh,
probably.
Damn! I got hit hard, bro. I need that blunt.
I don't think.
Josh, get off the weed.
I don't think Brady saw that other safety coming.
I
thought he
because he wouldn't have put him in it.
Yeah, Gordon, I mean, but
Gordon took a good hit, not a hard hit, but a good hit.
And I mean, but here's the thing: he didn't take a like wind knocked out of me shot. He just. Got bumped.
It's maybe tomorrow your ribs are going to hurt. Danny Woodhead, holy fuck. Or no.
Rex Burkhead. Nebraska product. Fuck Adrian Martinez. But
hey, is he brothers with, what was the one before? Who was the other Martinez that was at Nebraska for like five fucking years?
Probably.
It was Martinez, but I can't remember if it was
his
brother.
Is that
Taylor Martinez.
Yeah, probably.
What was it? Tito Martinez? Taylor. Linebacker? It was a linebacker for what you call it for the long time, Martinez.
I mean, Martinez. I mean, here's the thing.
Ooh, good move, Burkhead. Okay, 10 yards.
I mean, I was hyped on him last year.
Dude, I loved him at Nebraska. I was shocked that he was still in the league. But apparently, like,
sexy, right? Is that what they called him?
Dude, I've seen some
running back or some shit.
I've seen some practice film of Burkhead running routes in practice, and he runs routes.
Amazing.
Like Edelman.
Oh shit.
Dude, I guess unknowingly I watched him on goal line against Nebraska. It was who the fuck was Marquise Gray?
Yeah.
Marquise Gray was our QB. We go. I get first row tickets. I'm sitting with the recruits. And I didn't get recruited, though. It was my buddy who had two free fucking tickets. He was rich. Fucking, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, I remember this dude just yelling, "Sexy Rexy!" And he looked way bigger than he looked like a fullback playing fucking halfback when I saw him.
Dude, fucking Toby Gerhardt style. That was that white running back rocking 22.
Yep.
And like and that was like Nebraska's run like some weird wing T.
Yeah. That's Scott Frost. I don't know. Anyways, what was the next game?
We finished with the Browns. Yeah. So basically, Cleveland needs to just shut up and like not act like they won this game by 50 just because they've got swagger. They need to act like they just got hit in the fucking mouth, and they can't celebrate because they beat the fucking Jets either. Like they need to win 3-4 games and just be like, hey, like the Patriots, like yeah, everyone thinks we fucking suck. Like, hey, if we lose this game, everyone's going to think we suck more. So let's just win.
Right.
You know? And you can say we don't hear the haters. We don't hear, like, but, like.
Because they're on it.
But here's the thing. Like, the Patriots actually I believe it more. Like, Baker Mayfield's shown, like, he pays attention. Odell Beckham, like, he pays attention. And they've hyped it up enough to where if they don't bounce back, they're going to hear about it. So I would say I won't be ready to cancel them for another couple weeks. Oh, Brady.
Ooh, Brady was almost out of there.
Throw that away.
No, he was almost out of there.
Yeah.
If he didn't get tripped up right there, it was him. It was him, Gordon, in the fucking corner right there. It was going to be like an option, some craziness right
Tom's
there.
Tom's looking good in the new helmet.
Yeah. Maybe AB will wear the same helmet. And just
no, he's got Invictus. Real quick, though, dude, here's my thing with the Browns. When you have Njoku as your tight end, you take Odell, you got Landry, you got a couple other guys who are coming up as fucking young wideouts, you got a stud in Chubb, you got backup at fucking with Hunt, and you have a first-round QB. Hey, man, I understand the O-line's got to get shirred up and you lose guys at left tackle, left and right, but... Dude, that's talking offense. You go to fucking who's in the background or in the defense? Brian Body Calhoun, fucking Gopher kid that hits just like a fucking brick shit house. Mm-hmm. You have who's their line? Isn't their line like four first rounders again? Garrett, Nassib,
Sheldon Richardson,
and somebody else that came that was just like, dude, what the fuck? And I don't know about their linebackers, but they got...
Their front four didn't look bad. I mean, it didn't look like...
But that front four should be able to stop almost fucking anything.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Like, their front four didn't look bad, but they got beat really badly on, like, quick balls and screen balls. Where, like, their front all their front four is, like, meant for moving forward and, like, attacking the quarterback. None of their front four, I would say, are a risk to drop back into coverage.
But
like,
how's Garrett running a 4-5, though, and he's not a risk to drop back?
I don't.
He can catch almost half the fucking running backs in the league at that speed.
He almost got ejected, too, for punching someone in the face.
See, that's just stupid. Well, that's getting your ass kicked when you're supposed to be winning.
He didn't get ejected because it was an open hand, not a fist. But, yeah, like, they just, I don't know. Like, they came in to, like, prove something. Yeah. It felt like they, and again, like they thought it was going to be fucking easy and they didn't like when it wasn't, which again, that's like the fucking NFL and their O-line's got to like step it up. Cause it's pretty much the same O-line as last year.
Right. And
they played good enough.
I get you.
But I mean, again, the NFL's fucking weird too because
you never get the same thing even if you bring it back. That's why I was scared about the Vikings D.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, you're never the same even if you bring it back, but also like there's just less contact in training camp. Like, this is like one of the few times their starting O-line has probably taken like repetitive hits from a number one defense. And like, Aaron Rodgers didn't play any preseason. He looked like shit for two quarters.
But he was 8 of 11 going into the second quarter. That's why I was like, even though he looked like shit, it wasn't.
But
it
most of it was behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Like, he wasn't making Aaron Rodgers throw. They were treating him like Carson Wentz. Like, Carson Wentz's rookie year had great numbers.
It looked like they hadn't blended at all. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I like that Brady still plays a couple preseason games. Right. I liked that Baker played a couple preseason games. But, again, guess who didn't play preseason games? Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, and their timing looked like shit today. It was about a half second off of everything. So, like, I mean, it's the double-edged sword of preseason. Like, you don't want to get hurt in preseason. Guys don't want to fucking work for games that don't pay them, but... At the same time, you got to fucking get on the same page in live reps.
Right.
So, I mean, again, work in progress. I would be more concerned about the Browns if they're, like, sitting 0-3 or if they, like, lose badly to the Jets. Or, again, more importantly for me is, like, if Baker Mayfield still can't set up and throw the ball.
Right. Next one.
Let's run through the quick games real quick. The games are real close. Brissett looked good against the Chargers tonight. Going into OT, lost by a touchdown after Eckler broke open a big run there at the end. Do you think that's just the Chargers game one, or is Brissett going to be the real deal for the Colts for 2 years until they get Trevor Lawrence?
Can't get in Trevor Lawrence.
No, I think
the prophecy
Trevor
said.
Lawrence didn't look that good against Texas.
He did. No, he dude, he hasn't looked good for 2 weeks now, I don't think. Yeah. But again, yeah, I don't know.
Don't worry about it. I think he might be one of those guys who top round, but he wasn't, or top talent, but he's not going to be a high NFL talent.
No, what happened is your boy made the call already. Your boy made the call.
Who?
Oh. Hey, So we got Antonio Brown, so we're not going to be losing any games coming up.
Dude,
Tom said he's got a couple years.
Dude, Jared Stidham's the truth. He looked really good in preseason.
NC State kid? That's a perfect guy.
Trevor,
I thought he was Auburn.
He suck for a couple years.
Who's the NC State kid that was supposed to be good?
I don't know. You're the college guy, not me. Guys, real quick, before we get into this. First off, I think Jacoby Brissett, I think he'll find his medium. I think he's a good quarterback. But I think, like, yeah, they're just playing with emotion right now, and everyone's kind of playing on their heads. I don't think they can do it all season. But that division is wide open, so they could be a playoff team. And he doesn't have to suck this year. He has to suck next year for Trevor Lawrence. No one's out sucking Miami this year.
They're too good.
Am I too old to buy a watch with Snoopy on it?
No. Yeah, probably.
I'm thinking about buying one.
Oh, Ryan Finley is the kid I'm thinking of.
No, you're not buying it. How much is that watch, though?
$40.
No, that's way too much.
It's a Timex, though. It's a classic American watch.
Class American. Waste of money, too.
I put a different band on it, but check that bad boy out.
Ooh.
Well, Snoopy that, action.
That definitely looks like you get cussed out.
Hey, Twitter world.
Hey,
that's been stuck in my head for like 3 days, just O.J. Simpson going, "Hey, Twitter world, I'm having a rough day with Antonio Brown."
And he seems so calming, and I kind of want to listen to him every time he says it.
Listening to him, you would never think that he's killed people and been to prison.
Bro.
Just me and my golfing buddies were just talking.
Acquitted, bro.
Allegedly killed people.
Thank you. He did rob that motherfucker for his own shit.
I was listening to a podcast and they found like TikToks that are just fucking terrible, and they found one where this dude has a song that no rhyme, just kind of went with it, and he was trying to sing, and they go, "Can we find some talent out in our fans? And let's see who can remix this and, like, put some music to it and actually make it good." Dude, there are some talented motherfuckers out there, but there's one part where he talks about how like he went to go do an acupuncturist, and he goes, "Those freaking needles at work all fucking week long." Everyone thought I was like on fucking like heroin or something, because all I kept saying was those needles. What are you watching here?
The next game we're talking about.
Oh, we're watching highlights now. We're getting big.
My wife, for some reason, other than, hey, Twitter world, the thing that's been stuck in my head is the Ferris Bueller, like, those, like, sound effects. Oh. So my wife walked in on me last night when she got home from the wedding. She was shooting, I was eating pie, watching the Gopher game, and just going, ba-bow, bow, bow, chicka-chicka. Like, all, like, to myself, like, over and over again, and she thinks I'm an idiot now, but it's probably fair.
That's what men do. Whenever I was just doing shit. I'm singing Taylor Swift's new album. Last time Katie walked in on me, she looked at me. She was like, "Are you okay?" T-Swift's new album is actually.
I like how you try to play this off like this is normal, Angel.
It's not.
You need fucking help.
This is not normal.
So it's been fine. Week one. I don't know how much of this game you watch, but you have to start a team. Are you picking Josh Allen or Sam Darnold?
Josh Allen.
Sam Darnold.
There's more upside for Josh Allen.
I think Sam Darnold.
Josh Allen did not have, like, here's the thing. It's I'm not to say like a Tebow thing, because I don't want to compare the two of that, like Tebow and Josh Allen, but, man, Josh Allen just wins fucking games.
Yep. Did he win today?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They came back and won 16-17. He threw a strike to John Brown with, like, a couple minutes left.
Yep.
Sam Darnold has a
Bob's
good
Wi-Fi
team.
Yeah, Bob's Wi-Fi worked. My laptop might work.
I don't know. My Wi-Fi's not working.
Fuck.
You pay the bill, Bob?
I pay for the gig. I mean, yeah, I think so.
Bum, 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 bum.
There you go. He got it. Tyrod Taylor in? I don't know who.
Tyrod Taylor?
I'm thinking the Bills. That's all I see.
Yeah, that's Josh Allen.
I don't like the Jets' new uniform, by the way. They look too much like a college uniform.
Yeah, they
do. Or like the color rush.
Running for his life.
How about Thielen?
Bills' defense is legit, though.
Bills' defense?
Can we cover Vikings next? Or do we want to wait because we're close to time?
I mean, I didn't watch that game, and I don't have any players on my fantasy, so you guys can talk about it.
Yeah, you guys can talk about it.
I just listened to you break down the Cleveland Browns for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, go for it.
No. Well, the Vikings
Jets
game
defense
is
not
easy,
a bad team either.
There's more to the Cleveland Browns game than there is to the Vikings game. 8 for 10 for Cousins ain't fucking shit.
8 for 10. Fucking Cook had an amazing game. Fucking our running game, if it stays like this, we'll be a fucking Super Bowl team. Fuck you.
This is how terrible the Bulls and Jets game goes into the second quarter with a minute left. There's a pick, and they're freaking the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Going into halftime, Sam is scrambling out the pocket. He finds the receiver. He turns it upfield. Pass to 50. They're in field goal range. Bad snap. Kicks it. It is blocked by the Bills.
So 0-6 is what the Jets are winning by.
No, I can't do this shit right now. Fucking Jets punter kicks a very nice punt. Oh, looks like... Oh, the Jets recover it right at the 2-yard line. Josh Allen has no space, and it looks like they're going to get a sack. The Jets get a sack.
You're so good at that, Angel.
Safety.
Oh, safety. Jets get a safety.
Dude, how about
that
kid?
Sam Arnold starts from the 9.
How about that? They got Williams, Leonard Williams from USC a couple years ago. And then they get fucking Quinn and Williams.
Le'Veon Bell with his first touchdown as a Jet is a receiving touchdown.
That's your middle? Who's their DNs?
John Williams.
It's all Williams.
No, I'm just fuck with you. Dude, I have no idea.
Williams, and Barr. That could have been a fucking law firm, dude. I would have. Oh, dude, they also got Hightower.
Holy shit! I didn't realize the Bills scored 17 unanswered.
Oh, that's bad.
Six.
Who's their running back for Buffalo?
It's
a rookie,
Frank,
right?
Gore.
No.
Frank Gore and then a rookie. That's Frank Gore.
There's Gore
right there.
You
can tell that old ass legs are just trying.
Just scrawny.
Past PI.
No,
so here's a question.
CJ Mosley's a monster.
Well, yeah, CJ Mosley, I was gonna say that was
monster.
The dude.
Ooh, he almost threw a pick.
while we're watching highlights, Fitzpatrick became the first player in NFL history to throw interception for 8 different teams, and then later also became the first quarterback to throw a touchdown with 8 different teams.
I remember that stat being out there. I didn't know he was going to be the first guy to throw 8 picks.
The question is, Fitz Josh McCown is now a backup for a team. Indianapolis, right?
So,
yep. Yeah. No, not Indianapolis. That's Brian Hoyer. But he signed with somebody. How many teams has he thrown a touchdown and an interception for?
Everybody.
It's got to be close to 8, right? Is he at 7?
Who's McCown with?
Tampa, maybe?
No. Hold on. Let's guess this, because I wanna know.
I remember reading it, because he quit ESPN for it.
What QBs have gotten hurt? The Raider.
I know who it is.
Give me something that you think I would figure it out from.
NFC.
It's a bird.
NFC. I was going
to say. Seahawks, because Paxton.
No.
Paxton,
no. The Geno's
no,
that's the backup.
Geno Smith. NFC East.
No, that's too easy, you asshole.
NFC East?
Yeah, he's an NFC guy. East.
Eagles? Oh, Eagles QB went down, right? Nate Sutton, not Sudfield or whatever?
Sudfield, yeah.
Sutton? Oh, I thought it was
Sutton.
No.
Sudfield, yeah.
Yeah, he was another one that was like a good couple games
gonna,
showing and then fucking sucked.
I was going to bust into Fresh
it's
Prince
a,
of Bel-Air.
It's a bird.
Help.
Hold on. All right. We got to start the next.
It's when Michael Bennett was black.
That's a good start.
Fucking Michael Bennett, man. This piece of shit. Wakanda forever. First off, it's not a real place.
Dude.
I mean, it's the idea, Angel.
Oh, fuck you.
If it wasn't
if
for
an idea, don't do it.
If it wasn't for white people, we'd
idea,
have, like, electric trains and shit.
Yeah,
know.
Go do it.
Jay, you can't yell that. That's not okay.
I can. My dad left. I'm...
Yeah, that ain't coming.
He's part of the culture.
And I play wide receiver. Like, I'm good.
He's part of it.
I'm like Riley Cooper. I get one N-word at a country music concert.
A year.
I'll fuck all you niggers up.
Angel said that, by the way. Said Angel.
Dude, I just fuck the NFL and fuck DirecTV and fuck Sunday Ticket. Can I say that? Because we're Angels talking about
George
getting Game
Blanda
Pass.
George Blanda looks terrible compared to Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was smoking.
Jesus.
George Blanda, fuck.
He's ripping cigs at halftime, and the defensive lineman was like Ronald Reagan.
He's inhaling all his cigars in that time.
Dude, he's on his third marriage, just drinking whiskey to start off the practice.
Like
he's paying alimony for all the bitches, so he's real stressed.
No, that was back in the good old days when you could watch a movie and if the chick was out of control, he would just smack her once or twice to get her back on track.
Listen to me, bitch.
George Blanda played so long because they had just invented the forward pass. So right. He could just rip cigs and hand the ball off to some speedy guy named Tyrone. And he's like, this job's easy.
Oh, I got to throw it now?
Here you go, boy.
And he retired because he could no longer get Sundays off at his factory job.
You see them flags down at the field there, man? Go run down there for a couple nickels. I'll give you... How much do you think they got paid?
Where's Sonny Michel?
Dude, he doesn't play that much.
Dude, they're saving him for the playoffs.
Oh, that's what they're doing? Use Wreck Up. Let's
or some
use
other back that hasn't shown
up
yet. Dude, fucking Damien Harris, man. He's going to be a fucking playoff dude. He hasn't played yet at all.
Dude, they're just, Belichick's just running all the people. Like, he's bringing in, what's his face, Jacobs. He's bringing in all these people who he's just trying to get them on the IR so he doesn't have to cut somebody to bring in Antonio Brown.
Right.
It's like, man, Rex, we love you, but if you got hurt, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
We'll pay you. You'll have a spot on here next year.
Hey, we'll bring you back week 8 if someone gets hurt.
That's right. You can do that on the IR now.
There's two different IRs. There's IR designated to return and IR done for the year.
Next game, Angel.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, fuck NFL, fuck Sunday Ticket because I can't. How much would you pay to watch have access to every NFL game?
None, because I could have access to it, and I do not. I don't know, like $10, $10, $15.
You're asking
I don't care that much.
You're asking the guy that won't. He just won't.
No, if it was like an add-on to Sling, I would do it.
Yeah, like how much would you pay though?
$10. I'd pay like $10-$15.
Like a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd do that. I'd like, do that subscription.
If $60. I like if you give me like from the beginning of football season to the end of football season, I can have a game on my TV, a game on my computer, and a game on my phone, or like I can like legitimately like watch every game. I can get Sundays off if I want. Like I would pay, you know, a good $300 for the season. Like, I'd pay good money for that.
No.
Like,
what, though? You don't care about half of those fucking teams.
Yeah, like, legitimately just to watch, like, the Browns and the Patriots, like, because I never get those teams here. Like,
how much is Fight Pass? It should be as much as Fight Pass.
I'm just saying, like, I would pay about that. Like, I would pay up to $300.
Okay, okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
I get it.
But
you're a fan and you gamble, though, so you kind of
I gamble. I play fantasy. Like, I would like to follow. Like, I would pay, like today, like, I would have loved to just watch L.A. and Carolina so I could watch Christian McCaffrey do his shit.
Because
I think, like, he's not going to be doing everything for
L.A.
For Carolina. Like,
who played
Rams?
Oh shit! Damn.
Rams won by 3.
This is crazy how the NFL game
but it's like,
pass doesn't.
Like
pass.
You legitimately can't get Sunday ticket unless you have DirecTV, and if you're eligible to get DirecTV, like you're not in a fucking apartment, they won't let you pay to stream it. Like I can't give them my money to stream the NFL unless I get their shitty TV service, and like. My roof is so old, a dish would probably make it fall over. And I don't want a fucking dish. Like, I don't want cable. I don't want a contract. Like, again, on the one hand, like, it makes sense because I'm sure a lot of people will just pay that money to get football. And they're right. Like, well, this is the main thing I like. It's worth paying too much for cable. But,
ooh.
Dear Lord, it's like, capitalism. Like, take
Julian
my
Edelman
fucking money.
Took Jerry Rice's daughter to the prom. All right.
That's where you learn your cuts and shit right there, son.
Do you think as he was rounding third base,
he boned his fucking daughter?
I would just for good luck.
Just for good luck. Just to tell people at a bar that you did. But anyway, yeah, that's fucking stupid that I can't just give them money to stream.
That's
like, give me an option, you know?
At least let me be like, no, you're pricing me out of this,
like, yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, like, charge me $500 for the season, and I'll be like, no. But, like, if you look at, like, MLB Network is fairly affordable. NHL Network, NBA Network, like, where you can get, like...
NBA Network, NBA is just, like, partnered with Comcast, and they just have, like, their NBA Game Pass is free when you're just a Comcast member.
Well, and how many...
Yeah, bro.
Look
like,
at NBA
time,
Game
bro.
Pass.
Yeah.
NBA Game Pass gives them people who have Oculus Rifts, you can fucking throw that shit on there, and you're at a game courtside.
Well, yeah, and if you buy it separately, it's like $120 for the season. Like, and that's 82 games.
Right.
Like, you're telling me you wouldn't pay $120 to watch every NFL game?
I wouldn't.
I mean, I know you wouldn't, but like, especially for me, like, there are weekends when I like have.
You wouldn't.
There are like games. There are like weeks when I like have to be at work and I can watch on my phone, like just to be able to like stream it.
That's what I did today at Texas Roadhouse, dude. It changed my life because I was just like, put it down. You don't have to look at it the entire time. I don't do that anyways. Watching a football game.
No.
Just put it on your phone and just peek down.
This package is so shitty.
Dude, I was trying to sign on to Netflix at work.
Yeah. But you,
so I could listen to Dave Chappelle's stand-up.
Yeah, and I was looking at this today, and it's like, okay.
Why would you pay $100 if you're not going to get live games? You can get the condensed games.
Have we seen Chappelle?
But you get Red Zone during the day, though.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right.
But it's like, yeah, it's like I don't care enough to, like, I don't want to be watching football, like, all day, every day after the fact. Like, no, I want to watch it. I just want to watch,
right,
like.
Right then and there.
You want your weekends to be football obsessed when it's fucking getting cold out. Get you.
Well, and even like, how about this? I would pay a good $100 if you just give me one game a week that's out of network that I can watch. And I know you.
That just seems outrageous. Just even thinking about it rationally, instead of a cheapskate like me.
I mean, but here's the thing. I also, for the last like 3 years, maybe longer, like. maybe watched half the football game. Like, I watched maybe 8 weeks. Like, so legitimately, like, I do value, like, being able to watch football now. It's not like, oh, football's on.
Right.
And, like, you know, I
want to break down every team live. Can't I?
If I'm going to, like, be sitting, like, if I'm going to just be hanging out on weekends watching football, I might as well watch the game I want to watch. Because right. It seems like, especially in, like, the Midwest market, like, if you like
the shit game.
If you like,
I don't want to watch every Packer game that's not the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings have a bye week, and I'm like, finally I'm going to get good games. I get the Packers and the fucking Lions and the Colts.
Right, fuck that.
We need to find a package and get 6 shitty TVs, and all of us get the package, and then we could just run every game right here.
I mean, I got Sling, so I cover 2.
No.
I'm thinking about getting YouTube TV.
That's a good one.
Hulu's
the best for sports.
No, Fubo is.
I heard about Fubo.
But it's $55 a month, and at that point, it's like, well, fuck. That's a lot. Like, so what I'm thinking, I'm actually like, the other thing that sucks about it is you can only stream it on 2 screens. Mm. Whereas, like, YouTube TV is $45, but you can go on to 6 screens. So, like, if I'm trying to get, like, 3 people to go in on it, mm-hmm. $15 a month for cable's not bad.
Oh, that'd be smart.
You just got to find, like...
Dude, I'll do that with you. Fuck.
You just got to find people who aren't going to be like, oh, yeah, sorry, man, I gave it to my girl, and she gave it to her friend, and then, like, give a Netflix shit. You need to be like, okay, like, none of us can stream it on more than 2 screens at a time.
Oh, see, that's where you can only do that with a partner. Then, if you try to go triples on that, you're asking for too much.
Well, that's why I was gonna do it. Like, I was like, my mom's trying to get rid of cables. Like, she's only gonna be watching it. And like, if at the worst, it's gonna be like her on one TV and my sister on a TV, and then I can have like 2 TVs. But yeah, you just gotta like be able to like communicate and shit. But that's way better. Like, I'd much rather pay like, because I pay $30 a month for just basic. Decent, like, good internet. I bought my own router. Like, I went as cheap as possible. Like, $45 a month for cable and internet is not bad. Especially considering, like, I already pay for fucking Netflix. I get Hulu for free because I pay for Spotify. And I got Disney Plus for 3 years.
Disney Plus?
Yeah.
How?
They had a special promo on Labor Day where if you signed up for 3 years, basically you got the third year for free.
Okay.
You only pay for 2 years.
What'd you have to pay for 2?
It's like $120.
Dude, you should have told me I had money Labor Day. I would have done that just for my kid.
Didn't I fucking send it to you?
No.
Fuck, I sent it to a couple people. I must not have sent it to you guys.
The one friend that you have that really could utilize this.
Because I told you about it because I was talking to Angel. I'm like, Angel, what does ESPN Plus give you?
And I gave you the fucking...
Yeah, thing. And you gave check me... It out? And, like, I couldn't get into it, but...
Is this one fucking of those 24 shit. Messages that you fuckers left me
yeah,
on text?
Probably. Okay.
Well, yeah, you gotta read back on those.
I
read back on all of them.
Dude. Yeah.
The only thing I don't read back on is, like, Instagram shit when I just post it in there, and then, like, you posted it, like, 3 minutes before, and you're like, dude, and I'm like, all right, my bad.
Yeah, no, because here's the thing. Like, the Disney Plus, you ended up getting it, it's like $3.50 a month.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But, so it's, like, super cheap. You save, like, it's, like, half price.
Yeah.
But you don't get the Hulu Plus and the ESPN Plus that's with the $12 package.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
So that's why I was like, well, fuck. At the time, like, I really thought, like, Hulu would be a good idea. Even
now,
why'd
you get the Disney?
Because they're going to have all the Marvel movies are going to be on there.
Yeah, which is what you want.
And they're going to have all the Marvel TV shows, all the Star Wars TV shows that are coming out.
I saw Infinity Wars.
What'd you think?
Or the end game? Longer than it had to be.
Oh, you finally watched Endgame?
Dude, I watched, best night of my life. Went to, I used to coach for Anoka.
Lost your virginity?
I wish. That was a long time ago. And that was a sad, sad, quick ending.
It sounds like everything else.
I told that story on how I got caught my virginity, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the pop can?
Oh, well, heard it.
Well, you've heard it. Have I told it on the podcast?
I'm not too sure, but I don't know if you want to spit that on week 1 fucking coverage.
It'd be hilarious.
We'll catch it on a Thursday.
It's a pop can, and my mom poured it out.
All right, then.
Anyways, that's a little teaser.
Are the coaches arguing right now? Wait a minute.
What was that for? No, that's his son.
And Jerron Mayo's a linebacker.
That's
a black guy.
That's no, Bill is talking right there.
No, his son is right next to him.
Oh, you're like, that's his son. Like, he's talking to a full-grown black man right there. That's Bill, true. Dude. That's Bill. Bill dude. Is not fostering kids,
dude,
too, all right?
Dude, that's Jerron Mayo. That's their linebackers coach, Jerron Mayo now.
Oh, he used to play for
nice.
Patriots.
He played for the Patriots for the longest.
Oh, shit. Then he went to the Bengals.
Then he went to the Bengals. Yeah, yeah. Then he went back to the Patriots, and the Patriots actually left his number open
Are
when he retired.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is not a bad thing, bro. Hey.
Oh,
about,
Disney Plus, Infinity Game, sorry, or Endgame.
Okay, I have a deal with you after this, too.
Okay.
Much longer than it had to be. I guess I should have watched Captain Marvel because out of nowhere she just starts coming to save Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. Dude, so I didn't have any background for that. I should have Googled
I thought I told you.
You may have, but
like,
I'm not
going to. The only thing you need to know is she's super fucking strong and she's a feminist.
She's a badass in the movie. I mean, she's like, let's go hunt Thanos alone. And I like how at the end when she's at Tony Stark's funeral and she's all butched up. It's like, really? You had to look as lesbian as you fucking could.
I just don't understand the logic.
We are not politically incorrect.
I just don't understand the logic in it. You made her so overpowered, the whole thing. Because
the idea is Captain Marvel is gender neutral. Captain Marvel in the future movies could be a man. It's more or less Captain Marvel changes from person to person than there is an actual Captain Marvel.
Okay, so next movie there's going to be a dude Captain
Marvel?
No,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
no,
there probably going to
be a Lady Thor.
Oh.
That's a long story.
But the idea...
I see that coming.
The idea of being Captain Marvel changes to the right person, not necessarily the right gender.
So you're saying once you have to renew your Disney Plus and all the new shit comes out,
we're not
going to have no more male superheroes? It's all going to be like...
Dude, it's
all women who hate Jews just because it's from Disney.
Dude, it's a long story. But on the other thing
female
is
Hulk.
The other thing is it's gonna be the only place you can get all the Disney movies. They also have everything from ABC.
The whole Disney Vault will be
the
in
whole
there.
Disney Vault. They're gonna have like Disney owns, not Fox.
Disney owns a lot. No, Disney might own Fox.
Fox 2021 because they 21st yeah because
century for sure
yeah because Deadpool is. Owned by Disney now.
Yeah, and that was a big stretch for Disney to go rated R.
Yeah, so it's going to be like, it is going to be legitimately like a lot of stuff, and it sounds like they're doing it right. So I was going to get it regardless, but when I could get it for, it was a lot at first, but it's like, well, now I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It's one less thing that comes, like if Netflix gave me the ability to just pay for it a year up front, I would fucking do that shit every year too, because it's less for me to worry about.
Right.
Because I'm always just paranoid, like, I'm going to get, like, it's that one month that, like, I don't leave that cushion in my bank account and I overdraft on a $12 Netflix
shit. I've done that many times.
Fucking hundreds of times. So fucking stupid. It's always a Wednesday right before fucking Friday where I get paid. It's like, fuck you. Fuck you, Netflix, for now costing me $45. Jay, so what are you going to get cable-wise? Because I'll get YouTube TV and give you the password if you give me the password of what you get.
But then you'll just be mixing channels.
I know, but you get a whole bunch. You get like more shit though.
You
know
just
what I'm
get
saying?
Yeah. Well, then
we'll have some copycat channels here and there. But like he might have some more shit that I don't have.
The shitty thing about Sling for $45 a month is you get duplicate channels.
The fuck?
Well, bro, the shitty thing about that is you don't get
Fox Sports North.
Fox Sports North, which is what like honestly, I don't really give a shit about ESPN.
Dude, they never snapped it.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Like, for me, it's like, if I want to watch the Timberwolves of the Wild, like, I need Fox Sports.
Yeah.
And I don't watch a lot of Wild, especially now that they're not, their GM fucking sucks. Well, their new GM is pretty good, but their team sucks.
Huh.
But I'll watch a few Timberwolves
Fox
games.
Sports North on YouTube.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking about getting
Fuck
it.
Fuck yeah.
Like I said, the six screens is the big kick for me.
55?
49.
And I think
Apple users, it's an extra $5.
Oh, that's gay.
If you use it through your subscription on your phone,
I get
Apple,
MLB,
it's an extra $5
SEC.
Bucks from Apple.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fucked. I was pissed as fuck when I had it.
Yeah, I don't, like...
Oh, HDTV's on here, so...
I think you can pay extra and get Red Zone on something. Maybe it's Sling you can pay extra and get Red Zone. It's like $10 a month and you get Red Zone.
Ooh, I might need to go to Sling.
But, yeah, that's the thing. Like, the Twins are doing really well right now. If I want to watch the fucking Twins, I need Fox Sports North.
Yeah.
Or have a reason to go to the bar.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, the Showtime. Bar gets fucking expensive. Like, that's the other way I was looking at it. Is like, I was talking to my wife. Like, well, if I go to B-Dubs one time, I'm spend like, say I go to B-Dubs twice. I'm spending more than $55.
Exactly.
So, will I go to B-Dubs twice a month? Probably.
Yeah. If you were allotted that, for sure.
Like, yeah, we're just but like spending have, money in other times. To have
Fox Sports North just available at home, you catch so many games. Like, I watched at least over 50 Twins games this year.
Yeah.
Like, probably through and through. Like, getting home at 6:30, the game starts at 7, watch the night game, through and through.
And I just
lost to Cleveland two of the fucking three games.
Yeah, I know. Bro. We could have put them away.
Exactly. We have our magic number, right? Is it like 17?
Something like that. But yeah, I don't. For me, I don't even like sit down and watch the Twins, but I like to have it on.
Yeah, I'm on my phone, dude. Yeah. I'm on playing Xbox and just watching it. Once we get to 8-9, where I could watch Rodgers and talk shit to Rodgers about his closing ability.
Right. I just need I need to get my man cave in the basement taken care of, because then it's gonna be a no brainer. Because I'll just be hanging out down there. But now it's like, if I didn't have cable, it wouldn't be the end of the world, just because, like, my living room is very function-focused, not really hangout-focused.
That's why you gotta get the man cave going.
I'm checking my fantasy because I want to see if I at least broke 100 with fucking James Conner.
You did.
106.
Still, I get 30 points out of both of these assholes tomorrow. It's over for you.
Who?
Jacobs and
Hopkins.
And I got my kicker going, too.
Yeah, but I still get another at most or at least 10 points with my kicker or with my Denver. And Carlson.
Bro,
Carlson ain't going to kick so many field goals that it hits Denver's total.
Yeah, but if Oakland runs up the score on Denver, you're going to get 2 points. Don't forget, AB's not there no more.
Yeah, so Oakland's not going to run up shit. No. I've seen their scores last year. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
Dude, they're
just hugging this ball. They got Doss. Boy, pick. Get up, 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 get up end zone and just run it 100.
Oh, look at the guy getting Ben's face.
You were close.
What if this is Ben's like fuck you. Year? Like where he's just is, too old.
This is Ben's fuck year. I like how everyone's hyping them now that AB's gone. No. This is Ben's fuck year.
It was
year
Big Ben done. making AB.
It was Big Ben holding fucking AB down. The fuck? And then he goes plays with a fucking 43-year-old. Hey, this is an audition. That's what it is. Tom is auditioning for AB. That's why he's throwing the deep ball tonight. He's like, AB, this is you, bro. And just look at him while it comes down.
Hey, he's
like,
signed, man. Don't worry about that. He's signed.
Dude, yeah. Tom
he's
actually...
signed, but he still needs to act fucking dude, right.
But here's the thing. Tom had the most, I think he was, like, top three most efficient in, like, passes over 25 yards last year. He's actually got really great touch on the ball. Now, a lot of that was to Gronk, who's just a monster, but AB's just as good.
Wilson's
like, different, that. But...
Yeah, I get you.
God, look at that schedule, too. Miami, Jets, Buffalo, Washington, Giants for the Patriots. They're going to be 7-0.
Who? The Patriots?
Yeah.
But bro, this is their 16-0, bro.
I
really fear that.
I'm not gonna jinx it, but yeah, it could be if everyone stays healthy.
This is a 16-0, bro. Even if they don't stay healthy, bro, we just ran through all. I told you, Brown, Gordon, Edelman, fucking Thomas, Dorsett. We seen him. Let's talk about running backs now. Burkhead. Why do you talk about Burkhead? I don't know. Motherfucker just got 100 yards tonight.
Yo, let's talk about how the fact
White. Sony.
Let's talk about the
Gronk will come back week 6.
Let's talk about how you're gonna subsidize that shirt I just bought, Angel.
Oh, well.
The black one that says Belichick's like reunion tour or whatever.
Did you see the Drake hands that Edelman's posting on his
shirt.
That's
the one. That's what I'm thinking of.
Bill's plan.
Yeah, Bill's plan. And then it's got all the killers on the back.
Yeah.
All the killers in the back.
No, it's... the shirt I got with like 1,000 pictures of Tom Brady's face.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious.
Well, were we supposed to go half on that?
Yeah, you said you'd get me, man.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. Pre-ordered it.
I got you in a couple weeks.
It's a shirt that...
doesn't ship until end of October.
Bet.
We're good. It's a shirt that's got... it's like the nicknames of all the receivers that Tom can throw to now. And it was like Revenge Tour or some shit like that.
Revenge Tour.
Yo, it's pretty wild that nobody rocks 84 for the Patriots.
What do you mean? They're retiring that for Randy.
He wore 81 for the Patriots.
What are they Tennessee Titans going to retire 81 or whatever the fuck he wore there?
He wore 18 then, didn't he?
I'm just saying with how many receivers they've got, it's not good for the New England didn't collude with Antonio Brown that they just have 84. They probably had like an 84 Brown jersey just like ready made, just waiting. Are we getting somebody?
We're gonna make it happen,
dude. Did you see what he told Ian Rappaport when I sent you guys?
Yeah,
that text?
Hilarious.
He's got CTE, man. Or like even the videos he's been posting were like, he's like, let me check on my phone, man. And the dude's like, yeah, Adam Schefter just reported it. And then he runs outside. He goes, I'm free.
Dude, he's like he's the most millennial. Like he's literally like an Instagram influencer girl, just like hooked on his phone.
Role model. Dude, I'm gonna cry my way until I get what I want.
Somebody said he went straight NBA on it.
Yeah, bro, yeah. These NFL players need to get paid a lot more, bro.
They were saying Julio might be like the first. Might be the guy who's gonna like get NBA style contracts in the NFL.
Julio, he just got an extension.
Yeah, like an extension when he had like 3 years left on his deal. Like they're just just gonna keep paying you the most. Money. Like every time someone signs a bigger deal, give us a year, we'll pay you a bigger one.
Just don't go nowhere. But still, you have to catch over Harris because you didn't.
JB Fox is looking ass. Look at that.
You know they like held these fuckers too long, and now they're sick of it. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is like, I'm done. Get me the fuck out of here.
They're calling Jimmy Fallon a cracker in their head.
I wonder if Jamie Foxx will pull that tonight. You cracker,
mayonnaise boy.
I got Michael B. Jordan here trying to talk to me about being Willie Beeman. Motherfucker, go back to your own Friday Night Lights, boy.
Oh my goodness.
Can you do it blacker?
Yeah, I can.
Can you do it?
Listen here.
Keep going.
Don't you know, never mind. A southern lady.
Yeah, no, keep going south. Go ahead. Keep going south than that. You was in Mississippi. Keep going.
I tell Louisiana.
Keep going.
Listen here, man. You gonna go get them big cafe, man. Big smell of pussy, man.
You sound like just an old white dude from down south that has a farm that doesn't know animals on it.
He sounds just the same.
He's gonna go too far south.
Do I sound too educated?
I am the captain now. He's gonna go full Somalian pirate.
Full middle of the Pacific.
I was watching, you know who Guillermo is on the Jimmy Kimmel show?
Yeah, Guillermo?
Yeah, dude. He was doing an interview, and it was one of the dudes who was the pirates from fucking...
I wonder why he's not deported yet.
What's that Tom Hanks movie?
He's taking a white man's job.
Castaway?
Yeah.
Or no, not Castaway.
Captain
Phillips. Get out. Juju just got hurt.
It was Captain Phillips, and it was the dude who was like, listen to me, I'm the captain now. And I was like, I didn't even know that guy was a big enough star to be on the fucking, like, red carpet. You know? Who was Hans Gruber? Wasn't that fucking bad guy in Die Hard?
Yeah.
That's kind of the same thing, man. Like, you would never see Hans Gruber on the red carpet and be like, yeah, he's supposed to be here. Yeah, Big Ben just out here doing nothing.
Yay!
Dude, I love
Vance Hawk. Got me a point. Thank God.
Dude, I love how the Patriots are just not sacking Big Ben. Like,
they're just like...
They're just...
Rushing the fuck out of them.
You're just like looking at the Patriots now and like, man, one of these weeks they're going to actually get to the quarterback and it's going to fucking suck for that team.
Yes, I've got zero fucking running backs.
Connor and Drake.
I'm going to have to play that fucking Johnson kid from L.A. because 5 rushes for 51 yards got me more points than fucking Drake, dude. Connor's barely. Connor's had fucking 21 rushing. But then if I were to get rid of Connor's, dude, watch. Like, he'd be the guy who fucking blows up for, like, the next 3 games. Like, over 15 points a game. He's just carrying the fucking load.
45 seconds left in this game. It is 33-3. It's all types of... This bitch dropped it. You suck, Samuel.
Shit.
Well... Weddings suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Wedding himself. Best man, Angel.
I wasn't even the best man. Good, though. I gave a better speech than the best man.
That's hilarious. That's exactly like how you're supposed to
do. He had a couple months, too. Like, come on now. Like, write something down.
By the sounds of it, it doesn't sound like this guy could really put 2 sentences fully together, so.
No. These young kids these days.
Bro, I crush a fucking best man speech.
You crush a best man speech?
Bro, twice. I've had old dudes come up and like, man, that was so great. Can I buy you a beer? Hell yeah, you can.
How awkward is it going to be that I'm the best man in a wedding that, to the groom's sister, I almost knocked her up? Do you think I can address that? You
have to
that?
Watch her.
Dude, I thought about being like, what's up, girl? How you been?
Hey, Shotty, what's up?
Been a while.
Hey, Shotty, don't act like I ain't talking to you. You see me here in this Kellen Moore jersey?
You act like we got history. You know... I actually wore this one when I made her pay for me at Texas Roadhouse. That was a good day. I was gonna pay for gas and change that day, and she was like, "Do you want to come to Texas Roadhouse with me?" I was like, "I got 0 fucking funds, woman. Like, this ain't gonna happen." And we were supposed to already have this kid, and I went, and she goes, "I got you, like, no problem." And I was like, "Oh, maybe I could have a sugar mama here." It wasn't worth it. Didn't fucking want it.
Didn't want it.
I was like, "Hell no." Too much.
Hey, he snuck me in 4 points and 2 catches. I'll take it.
Fuck you.
Who?
Vance.
Stidham getting
caught
ready.
Caught 10 yards. I'll take it.
I'm actually surprised a dude from Auburn fucking is doing well.
Bo Nix?
No, this kid.
Oh, Stidham?
Yeah, I mean, Bo Nix also. You see that Bo Nix was at the championship game
yeah.
in Auburn.
Yeah.
When Auburn
Dude,
won some sort of
I watched
game.
That whole Oregon game. He didn't look very good, but he got the win. Apparently, he looked a lot better the next week.
They came back 66-7 on a fucking mean run on some bullshit team. But.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Powerful typhoon hits Tokyo, killing more than 30 people.
Cool.
I love, like, this hurricane
Tokyo's
shit.
Got to go. Go, go, Godzilla.
All right.
It's getting late in here. Fuck. Right,
I've said right, more things right. on this podcast that I'm probably more regretful for than most of the rest of the podcast. I had to explain to Sage my Mr. Sweeto story.
Welcome back.
Do you remember when I told you about I got touched by my kindergarten teacher?
No.
I told you
about that.
Here's 6 points
Mr.
from Vance.
Sweeto, bro.
Oh, here we go.
What a fucking...
Motherfucker squeezed me 7 points and 3 catches and
just
shit.
Just for Angel.
Yeah, the boy, Vance. Had a boy. Yeah.
Mike Tomlin's going to be like...
The bitch.
I want to see Mike Tomlin's press kit. Yeah, they got a lot of really good players over there.
The bitch... Oh, he got me 5.1 and 2 catches. That was his 3rd catch. So he actually might give me 7 points here. So... All I'm really going to need here
is 20-point games.
Is 20-point games and your defense to suck a dig and Dan Carson to actually kick like he was kicking for the Vikings.
Hey, Twitter world.
Watch that game go to just fucking field goals like a piece of shit Monday night game would be.
Although I got rid of my Patriots defense because I didn't get rid of them, but I benched them because I was like, well, I can't have a player go against an offensive player or defense go against an offense that doesn't work out. You know, yeah. Negates whatever. And sure as fuck, I'm going to hope that Daniel Carlson just kicks enough that it doesn't hurt the bottom line, but that it's like...
You're going to get fucked by your own kicker.
Right.
It's gonna be great.
Puts like 20 points on you, and fucking
I'm gonna win 0.4. I'm gonna win by 0.4. Daniel Carlson. I'm winning by 0.4. It's gonna be great.
Dude, I just need like the Broncos to run a few back, and then you had me on the Vikings, dude. If the Vikings don't give up two bullshit touchdowns at the end of the game, you're scoring like Mahomes numbers on fucking me on defense.
I mean,
and then we are fucking matched.
And we're matched, and we're looking good.
David Carr is chirping Antonio Brown on Twitter.
He's been tweeting lies and shit. And
a lot of clown emojis.
He said, he goes, you know, he was given, no, Derek Carr, right? Or David
No, David,
Carr.
His brother.
Okay, I was going to say, because David Carr came on NFL Network and said, you know, they felt that they gave that guy every chance to succeed and all this shit, and that he was like, you know what, we just do better without him because it's a fucking clown show when he's here, so fuck that guy. I was like, fuck you, fucking right, man, good for you.
Right.
Don't take that shit.
Sorry, I'm the piece of shit, but I'm tired. The shows.
We've been yawning.
It was a great comeback show.
Down the Vikings.
Yo,
we didn't break too much though.
All right, ready?
Vikings won. It was a good game.
There's been perception outside the organization that the Dolphins are tanking. Well, now it's starting to trickle into the organization. I'm told multiple players got their agents on the phone after today's loss and said, "Get us out of here. We want to be traded. We don't want to be part of this effort to tank for Tua Tagovailoa or whoever the Dolphins would take next year." Now, I reached out to the Dolphins. They said they haven't heard from any agents or players or received any requests, but the night is still young.
Yeah, it's a shame for Brian.
Yeah, because Miami organization won't answer the phone. Yeah. Like, ooh, ring.
Dude.
Whose agent is that? Ooh,
how funny if somebody recorded a video of them calling Miami, and it was the AOL dial-up.
Who's the GM in Miami? Is it Jennifer Lopez? Isn't like Serena Williams own part of that team?
Wait, did the Jets hire? Who hired the cokehead that was at the old dude for Gus Adams or whatever? Adam Gus
See,
or whatever?
I hate this because I'm going to show you who it is and you guys going to go, well, that's why.
Hey, Twitter world.
No, the GM.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Who's the,
Chris Greer.
Oh, so then, yeah.
Chris Greer sucks dick as a fucking GM.
Well,
he was GM of Arizona for the longest when they were fucking horrible.
Who's the Jets head coach?
The Jets head coach?
Because he was just their GM and head coach.
Or no. Gase. It was Gase.
Oh, no. Gase fired their GM, and now Gase is the GM.
Yeah, Gase is the GM.
I got you. Call the shit.
It was a wonderful, wonderful show. Talking about week one. We will be back next Sunday through Sunday Night Football to talk about week two's breakdown. This probably will be our schedule here throughout the football season. Any special shows throughout the day, throughout the week is just going to be non-football related and definitely more of kindergarten teachers touching Bob.
Mr. Sweeto. Throwback.
God, Big Ben has a fat fucking face. Look.
It's a big rape ass face.
I've seen that.
He's just got a big old fat face.
That's a face that rapes women in bathrooms right there.
And can't drive a motorcycle.
And can't drive a motorcycle. He can't pass no... He can't drive no truck. All right. It was a wonderful week. I will see you guys in a week. And I love y'all. I'm out.
Peace.